Hello, we are Monologue A Lot. Welcome to our first podcast.
That was my line.
You fright me!
I might. We apologize for annoying you.
Any inconveniences we cause you.
In your life.
We just speak utter nonsense and hope that it's entertaining.
It's probably not, but you know what?
Today we're doing funny last words.
Yeah, we have some that we found on the internet and then some that we've made up. I bet you can tell the difference.
We will start from the ones from the internet. The first one is from Richard Feynman. I have no idea how to pronounce most of these. And he said, I'd hate to die twice. It's so boring.
All right, the second one. Wait, did you write, who is it from?
Right there!
Oh my god. You gave me the one with the wheel. Oh, Thomas Grasso, convicted of murder.
Murder.
I did not get my SpaghettiOs. I got spaghetti. I want the press to know this.
It's very important for the press to know this. And this one is from Charles Gussman, a TV announcer. His last words were, and now for a final word from our sponsor.
Yeah, that's really funny because that is the one thing that people hate about television.
Sponsors! They're the worst.
Anything happens.
We wouldn't know because we don't have any.
Oh, we will. In time, maybe.
No.
Middle of the TV show. Dramatic scene. Slap, right in the middle of it. Yeah, from a word from our sponsors. Okay.
Nothing against you, Gus. What's his name? Yeah, Gusman.
He was a TV announcer, though. Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. I'm an idiot. Thomas Roger, convicted of murder. How come I keep getting the ones convicted of murder?
It'll be you one day.
When asked if he had a last request before dying by firing squad, he said, bring me a bulletproof vest.
Beautiful. Del Close, a comedian, said, thank God, I'm tired of being the funniest person in the room, which honestly are going to be my last words.
Okay. Only if you want your last words to be alive. Okay. Dylan Thomas. Oh, he's a poet. I thought it was like Dylan Thomas poet. I've had 18 straight whiskeys. I think that's a record.
Johnny Ace is a singer, and while backstage, he said, gun's not loaded. See? That was the end of him. Now we get into our last words, which are very hilarious and creative because we made them.
Yeah. I made most of mine by laying on a recliner.
And pretending. If I was dying, what would I say right now?
And then I pretended like different people were in the room, and then I put my hand up longingly, like you see in really dramatic scenes in a movie, and I'm just like,
whispers things like,
if I had a dime for every time I silently crossed us as someone, I'd be dying on a yacht.
Yeah, I have that experience with you being crop dusted.
It just happens, okay? I can't control it.
If you cover yourself in honey, the bear will lick you, not maul you.
Okay, but what about the bees? Where are my Twinkies?
I know a few people whose last word would be that.
I hate Twinkies. Twinkies are gross. You're gross. All you Americans who think they're delicious can kiss my butt.
Buttocks! If you want a memento of me, I crapped in the toilet and didn't flush. What is up with you and all the crap? Is it because you're full of it?
Okay. Oh, here's Ravens. I hid the bodies in the
dies. I don't think that's what dying people sound like.
That's what I'm gonna sound like. I'm gonna be the most dramatic dying person. I'm gonna be like dying slowly.
You are my least favorite. Croaks.
Hey, did you write that one down?
I don't know if I did.
Alright, here we go. You know what would make the situation better? Tequila.
Tequila. I don't remember how the tune goes. Don't judge me. Don't tell the nurse, but I think I sharted the bed.
We think we're so funny. No, if you're listening to our podcast, just staring at the phone, I don't blame you.
It's because it's on at 10:30, and we hadn't slept the last night because we stayed up watching movies.
Shh. Okay, we're here. I didn't know stabbing people was a crime. Oh, You gotta shout this one like a crazy old person.
I don't need my meds.
I said a crazy old person. Not a crazy constipated person.
Crazy people seem like normal people at first.
Do you see the dragons in the living room?
Yes.
Fight me, bro. We think we're hilarious. My phallic contraction does work. See? That's gonna be me and I'm...
I don't have an attitude, Mom.
You don't now. Alright, let's see. Make my famous last words. Inspiring.
Hey, remember when I kicked that bucket? Yeah, I'm about to do it again.
Last words. Last one. I can't speak. I can't speak tonight. It's okay. I can just sneak out the window.
Yeah.
Well, those were our famous last words. This was probably like the most ridiculous and boring podcast you've ever heard.
No. There's the educational ones.
Oh, right. Yeah, you know. Oh, the British one with the British dude talking in his British accent slowly, deeply. And then all of a sudden, while you're listening to it, you just kind of get mesmerized.
Is it the one for the AP art?
Yes, and then all of a sudden you're just like...
You turn into a bear? What was that? I don't think bears sound like that.
The bear I saw last did. I won't tell you how many shoes I had taken.
Better be none. Should have saved some for me.
You weren't there. Here, have a Skittle. Consolation.
These are Skittles and M&M's.
Because I hate you.
This is a bag of Skittles and M&M's.
Hey, do you think I could spit my water in the air and catch it?
Maybe.
Yeah, ready?
Oh my god! Everything has now been sprinkled in water. That did not go according to plan, did it?
I can't breathe.